Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Oh, boy, do you look great.
Oh, well, thank you. Mm.
Oh, you smell great. Your hair looks great. I love you. And these are for you.
Well, thank you. But you're still going to that Lamaze class with me and Julie tonight.
Come on, Christine. Do I have to stay for the whole thing?
Look, I understand during football season that you couldn't come to all the classes with us, but if you will just come to this last class, then we can both coach Julie in the delivery room.
See, I have a problem with that. You can't have two coaches. The player could get confused. The play could get screwed up. There could be a fumble.
Then just think about it this way. I'm the head coach. You're the assistant coach.
Great. Give me a pair of headphones. I'll watch from the roof.
Hayden, you know how I feel about this. This is our child. And even though we're adopting, I think this experience should be as close to what a husband and wife go through as possible.
Honey, you know I want to be there for you and Julie, but there's just one little thing that bothers me.
What is that?
It's the part where the baby comes out of a person.
Oh, hi, Julie.
Look how big she is.
Don't you dare say anything about that in front of Julie.
Hi.
Hi, Julie.
How are you? Can you believe how big I am?
Ooh, gosh, Christine feels uncomfortable talking about it.
You look beautiful. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm 40 pounds heavier. My feet are swollen. I'm having a little trouble breathing. I have to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes, but other than that, beautiful.
Well, we could have picked you up on the way.
Actually, Kevin dropped me off on his way to school. He's going to pick me up later.
Oh?
Yeah. He's been really great lately. He's been driving me places, running errands for me. So nice.
See, when people really care about you, they do come around.
Well, then maybe there's still some hope for my dad.
You two still haven't talked?
Well, I called. I left a message. He just didn't call back.
How long has it been?
2 months.
Well, who's ready to go to that Lamaze class? I know I am. Lamaze class, just like I pictured it.
Remember our deal. If you're not going to be enthusiastic, you're at least going to be quiet.
Okay. Well, there's an open spot over there.
Okay. But let's just make sure we space out evenly, or the whole place will come down.
That's good.
Hey,
thanks.
Yep.
I love it.
You are Hayden Fox.
Where?
Coach of the football team.
Uh-huh.
In case you bring. Seen you on TV. Can I shake your hand?
Okay.
So your daughter's expecting?
What? Not my daughter.
She's your wife?
No, this is my wife here. This is, well, that's pretty complicated.
No problem. No problem. Pretty nice being famous, huh?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our final class. You finally made it. I'm very, very proud of all of you. Come on, give yourselves a big hand. Well, I have a little news. You may have noticed that Charlene and Dave are not with us this evening. They're missing this final class because Charlene gave birth to little Allison a few weeks early.
So you gotta be happy for Dave. You got to miss the final class.
As you all know, tonight will be a complete review of all the techniques that we've covered. And, of course, I'll be more than happy to answer any last-minute questions you might have. But before we do that, I'm going to show you a video.
Oh, no.
Now, this should give you a pretty good idea of what to expect in the near future.
We're going to use drawings, right?
Just watch.
Oh, very good, sweetheart. Doing
job. Oh, no, they're using actors. Oh, no, they're not actors.
I don't know why you're so squeamish about this. You've seen players covered with blood, broken bones sticking through their skin?
Yeah, but that's natural.
And so there you have it, the major breathing and relaxation techniques. Now I would like to have somebody do a demonstration for us. Brian and Christy? Okay, let's start with active relaxation with, say, 30-second contractions. And go.
All right, honey, you're gonna have a contraction. Get ready. And contraction begins. Good. Take a cleansing breath. Very nice, sweetie. Very nice. All right, 12 seconds. Moving towards the peak. Hang in there. Okay. Good work. Contraction's half over. Good work. You're so terrific. All right. Contraction's nearly over. We're relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. And contraction's over. Take a cleansing breath. Good job, pumpkin.
Very nice. Excuse me, Mr.
Fox. Hayden Fox.
Mr. Fox, yeah. Were you just reacting to Brian's coaching technique?
Yeah, I guess I was.
Hayden hasn't been to the class before, so this is all new to him.
Thank you, Christine. Since this is all new to you, you just couldn't help but giggle and roll your eyes?
Well, I know childbirth's supposed to be serious, but I mean, you know, come on.
Mr. Fox, Brian is an excellent coach, one of the best I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, if I were having a baby tomorrow, I'd ask him to be there in a heartbeat.
Thank you, Loretta.
Well, look, I gotta be honest here. I mean, Brian is nice and sweet and all that, but as a coach, you know, nice and sweet doesn't win the big game.
What are you talking about?
This nice stuff is okay for the classroom, but when it comes to game time, things change. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pain. Your star player may get panicky, and as a coach, you got to know that. You got to be prepared for it. You got to let them know who's in charge. I mean, whether you're helping the quarterback move the ball through a tough defense or you're helping a mom move her baby through all that stuff, you got to be ready for it, and you got to let them know who's the boss. And if it means getting tough, then that's what it takes.
Well, all right, Mr. Fox, how about a demonstration? Why don't you give us your version of, let's say, third-level breathing transition?
Ooh. Hey, no problem. Oh. Julie, you with me on this? Huh? You ready to work with me? All right.
Okay.
Christine? Well, okay, let's see.
All right, then, let the contractions begin.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh. Now, give me your best shot. I know you can do it. Come on, toss me a hee. Now, keep it shallow from the throat. Now, how about a whoo, whoo, whoo? Not bad. Now, think throat on this. Hee, hee, hee. Think throat. Hee, 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 hee. Oh, don't let me catch you breathing through your nose. Come on. Whoo, 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 whoo. Hold it right there. Did I say your cervix was properly dilated?
No.
All right. Now work with me here. Now, no pushing until I give the signal, okay? Now, give me five full sets of he's and ho's. Come on. He, he. Let's get it. Come on, girl. Get it. Get it. Dig. Dig, woman. Dig it.
Thank you.
last time, you can't help but wonder, is it genetic? And where does it come from? What is it that makes me such a great coach?
A big mouth?
Oh, hey, your ride's here.
We could have dropped you off, you know?
Oh, no, I wasn't going to put you guys out. You're already doing too much.
Hey, Mrs. Fox.
Hi,
hey,
Kevin.
Mr. Fox.
Hey, Kevy.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So, Kevy, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been working and classes, you know, helping out Julie. What have you guys been up to?
Working, classes, helping out Julie.
So how are you feeling, Julie?
She's great.
Actually, I'm a little lightheaded. It happens all the time. But could I maybe use your guest room, lay down for a little bit?
Of course. You know where it is.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think they're back together again?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you saw how he is with her. It sure looks like it.
Well, maybe he just feels guilty because he got her pregnant and ran out on her for a while, and now he's, you know, just trying to make it up to her.
He kissed her. You saw him kiss her.
Hayden, I am trying as hard as I can to be level-headed about this, and you are making it very difficult.
You saw the way he put his arm around her when he went off to the bedroom?
It's just stop.
Oh, come on, Christine. You know as well as I do, if they get back together again, this whole thing gets screwed up.
I just had a contraction.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. She's going into labor.
Oh, man. Christine, come on, do something.
Well, let's get to the hospital.
Yeah, I'll drive Julie. We'll meet you guys there.
We can drive Julie.
No, it's okay. I'll go with Kevin, and we'll just meet up there. Okay?
Hey, what you got there, Luth?
A little jello for my friends.
Where'd you get this?
A little hospitality cart down the hall there.
Ursinay. You know,
he got ice cream, too.
I feel a little guilty eating this.
Oh, come on. They kept us waiting here for 3 hours. Been sitting in this waiting room with nothing to do, and that lady over there's been hogging the TV ever since we've been here.
Maybe we should offer her some jello.
I'm gonna find out how long she's gonna be here.
Hi.
Hello.
You have a relative here?
No.
You have a friend here?
No.
What are you doing here?
My TV at home is broken.
Day is warm, there's really a nice breeze, and there's birds chirping, and there's lots of beautiful butterflies, and you're just sitting there resting peacefully when all of a sudden the sweetest little deer...
Contractions over. Deep cleansing breath, out. Oh, good work.
Oh. You want to hear more about the deer?
Save him for the next contraction.
He was about to drink from a stream.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hayden, Christine.
Hello, Doctor.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Looks like a party. How are you feeling?
Okay. I have one thing to ask you.
Sure, what is it?
How is this baby really going to get out of my body?
Well, you're going to find out pretty soon. The nurse told me you're fully effaced and dilated. Oh. Looks like I got here just in time.
Well, that's too bad. You know, I was beginning to feel like I could handle your job all by myself.
I feel the same way when I watch The Breakers. Well, why don't I change into some scrubs?
Okay.
You're about to have a baby.
Did you hear that, Julie?
I can't believe this.
It's almost time.
I think that crack about my coaching was a little uncalled for.
I don't get it. I don't get this show at all.
It's really quite simple. It's a story of this lovely lady who is bringing up three lovely girls. And then there was this man named Brady, who was bringing up three boys of his own. Then one day this lady met the fella. And this is the important part. They had this feeling. They felt that they should all become a family.
Oh, I see. And that's how they became the Brady Bunch.
Now you get it?
Yeah. Actually, sounds pretty good. You know, I think if they told everybody about that before the show, I think more people would watch. Don't let anybody change the channel.
We overheard that guy ask where Julie is. I think that's her father.
You know, he's against giving up the baby for adoption.
Oh, geez, we can't let him go in there.
What do we say to him?
Let me handle it.
Mr. Graham.
Yes.
We're friends of Julie's. We came here to give her support, but the fact is she's not here.
Oh, really? Because the nurse said she was here.
That's right. Yeah, she was here, but they sent her home. You know, it was a false alarm. She wasn't in labor. As a matter of fact, it turns out she wasn't even pregnant. Now, she just faked the whole thing. Get attention. Kids. You think he bought that?
Okay, you're almost there. Any minute.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Just keep saying that and push.
I can't.
Yes, you can. No, she can't.
Oh, it's a little face. Look.
I can't.
Oh, I can't believe this. It's a person.
Okay, keep pushing. Just a few more seconds.
It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy.
Oh, you already knew that.
I know, it's so much fun to say it. You try.
It's a boy.
It's incredible, Charlie.
Hello, Julie.
How did...
I called him. I hope you're not mad at me, but I thought he had a right to know.
I'd like to speak with my daughter. Alone. Here. Take the baby to be bathed and measured.
Oh. We'll just wait out in the hall, okay?
Can I stay?
Yeah, you can stay.
How come he gets to stay?
I couldn't not be here for you, Julie. I should have been here for you all along, and I'm sorry. You're still my daughter, and I love you. I appreciate you being here, Kevin.
Thanks.
You two have certainly handled this a lot better than I have. I just want you to know that I'm prepared to accept whatever you decide. I just want to ask you to think this through one last time.
Dr. Benson, call extension 1878. Dr. Benson, 1878.
What do you think is going on in there?
I don't know.
There was always a part of me that just kept trying to protect myself. I didn't even want to think of a name for it.
Christine, nobody could love a baby more than we could. I mean, look how hard we've worked to have a child.
I know. But this is their decision, and we have to let them make it.
Would you come in, please?
I just want you to know that, this is the luckiest baby in the world to have you as parents.
Oh.
Julie. Oh.